The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Technical difficulties here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's always awesome when you're sitting here and you're like, okay, ready to go on the air? All right, we're ready, Robert. Here we go. All right, ready? Crickets. So I'm not sure what happened to Robert Scott Bell there, but this hour we are talking about airstrikes in Syria. Did you know that we are now putting airstrikes in Syria in different locations, going after the bad guys, whoever they are, going after the terrorists? And we've got some audio, actually. Bill Maher did a great job of talking about the war, talking about ISIS, and relating that to somebody that I think is a bit more sinister than ISIS, and probably a little bit, let's say a terrorist organization, if I may, that we probably should be a little bit more fearful of than ISIS, and that would be Monsanto. But unfortunately, we don't have those audio clips because Robert Scott Bell is not here. So I'm not quite sure. I was not prepared for this. Believe it or not, Super Don is speechless, if you can believe that. Let me ask the board up, Matt, is he connected at all? Or go ahead and open up your mic. He's gone. Well, what do we do when Robert Scott Bell leaves? That's just not fair. I don't know what we do here. I suppose we'll just have to just carry on here until he comes back. You know, one particular story that I, as we were talking this morning, getting ready for the show, that I thought was rather humorous. You know, we talk a lot on this show about eating healthy, about cutting out things that we know are bad for us. One of those things that we touch on from time to time is high fructose corn syrup. Now, that particular product is found in so many different things that people consume on a daily basis. One of those things, though, that people consume a lot of is soda. And we've talked quite a few times about how trying to focus on calories alone, you know, somebody will drink, a Diet Coke instead of a regular Coke, or a diet, you know, a light, or, you know, or a fat free or something like that, thinking that if they cut calories, that that's all they've got to do. But, you know, it's not the calorie count. It's what's in the calories that really matters. And unfortunately, just like a lot of other corporations out there that are putting that crappy food on the shelves that a lot of people are eating, the soda makers, the major soda makers in this country, decided, I guess, to step up and try and do something they think is going to help people out. And they have made a pledge that they are going to cut the calories in their soda by 20%. Now, when you just look at it in that way, if you just look at that headline, U.S. soda makers pledged 20% calorie cut. Okay, you know, look, 20% less calories in a soda. I suppose you're going to get less junk in that soda, maybe less high fructose corn syrup in that soda. But here's the punchline. They've made this pledge that they're going to cut 20% of the calories, but they're going to take 10 years to do it. They're going to cut 20% of the calories in the soda by 2025. I don't even know why they would come out and even say this. I mean, does it take 10 years for a soda company to cut 20% of the calories in their soda? Why even come out and say that? And as you and I and, you know, anybody who listens to the show knows, even if you cut 20% of the calories out of that soda, it's still not going to make it a good soda, because the remaining 80% of those calories that you're getting from that soda is not something that's going to benefit you in any way. If anything, it's just going to cause you harm. But hey, I guess, you know, we'll give them an A for effort there on trying to do something. But really, we're going to cut 20% of the calories by 2025. Okay, well, get back to me in 10 years when you get around to it, and then maybe, you know, we can talk about it. So anyway, that was one of the things that that caught my eye. And, you know, we didn't really get a chance to talk about this much in the final segment there. It kind of grossed Robert out, but we were talking about these two London chefs that are indeed trying to come up with a burger, a hamburger, that tastes like human flesh. Now, first off, how would you know what tastes like human flesh? I suppose you would have to have partaken in that particular meat variety to even know what it tastes like. Can you imagine? I mean, how do you get a taste tester that's going to test this for you? You know, I mean, are you going to, you know, recruit cannibals or something, you know, to work for you to tell you whether you've succeeded or not? But, yeah, listen, cannibalism is illegal. And, you know, we only really have the unreliable testimonies of murderers and people, you know, from fictional, you know, characters like Hannibal Lecter as to what human flesh would taste like. But for some reason, these two London chefs have decided they want to try and pursue this. I don't know what else to say about that. I don't think I'll be traveling to London anytime soon for a hamburger, but, you know, to each his own, I guess. How we doing, Matt? Still no Robert? Still no Robert. What is going on here? All right. Well, in that case, let's see here. Man, I wish I had those clips. This, you know, Bill Maher. I don't know if how many Bill Maher fans we've got out there, but I, you know, I'll tell you what. I'm one of those people that I've become so disenfranchised with the mainstream media that I'm like a lot of other people that will turn to things like The Daily Show, like The Bill Maher Show, in order to get my news. And yes, Bill Maher does have a tendency to lean towards the left, as does Jon Stewart. But you know what? I've found that it's good to get perspectives from both sides of that paradigm. And, you know, what you find is you've got, you know, the one extreme on the right, you got the one extreme on the left, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. And that's you know, usually where I try to go. But Bill Maher does just a fantastic job on a lot of topics. I agree with him. There are some that I don't. In fact, he, in the episode where these clips are, and we'll play these when Robert gets reconnected, you know, he goes into the climate change, the global warming, which Robert, you know, he wanted to start the show off today on that. And that's actually one of those topics where, you know, I have become so, I guess, numb to the debate. It's really a no-win argument. It's like trying to sit down and talk to somebody about religion, trying to talk to somebody about abortion, trying to talk to somebody about gun control. You know, both sides of that argument are so passionate and so entrenched in the opinions that they have that, you know, it's just I believe what I believe, and I'm not going to try and convince you otherwise. Do I think that global warming and climate change is as urgent and as devastating and as just catastrophic as a lot of people play it out to be? I don't think so. Do I think that there are things that we're doing to this earth that are causing damage, things that are destroying the environment, things that are destroying the water and the air? Absolutely. And do I think that some changes need to be made? Absolutely. But at the same time, it's very hard to not notice that. I don't know how many times over the last, I would have to say 10, 12 years, you know, ever since Al Gore came out with the Inconvenient Truth, that whenever there's a global warming summit, have you ever noticed that it seems like every time they go to meet for one, they can't make it or it gets canceled because of snow? You know, I mean, how ironic is that, that you're going to a global warming summit and it gets canceled because people cannot fly in or drive in because they are dealing with sub-zero temperatures and 10 feet of snow. And if you look at how it's evolved over time, it was, you know, global warming, then it was, you know, I think it was global cooling, and then it was global warming, and they changed it to climate change, and I'm sure they're probably going to change it to something else, because every time they come out with something that they call it, some kind of crazy thing happens that makes it, you know, sound silly, and so they have to try and massage the term to try and make it as neutral as possible so that they can still have something to call it, but, you know, try and have it make sense. Global cooling, global warming. Guess what? You know, the Earth's been around for a long time. It's gone through ice ages. It's gone through, you know, heat waves. It's gone through fires and floods and famine and, you know, everything, you know. And, you know, look, do I think the human race is going to destroy the Earth? No, I think the Earth at some point is probably going to get pissed off at the human race, and they're going to eradicate the human race like a virus if they get out of control. But, you know, this planet is much bigger and powerful than we are, and I think it can take care of itself. That doesn't mean go out and pollute. That doesn't mean that there aren't things that we can clean up. It just means that we have to look at nature as being what it is. It's bigger than us, and it will be there long after we're gone. So, anyway, on that note, we're going to take this break. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Environmental Protection Agency is on the brink of approving a brand new toxic pesticide that you don't know about. It's the latest and most disturbing development in one of the biggest food controversies of the 21st century, GMO foods. And what I'm about to show you is going to challenge the food industry, the chemical industry, and the government.
Yeah, a little Orange Crush there. Orange crushed me off the air, but I'm back. Thank you, Super Don, for hanging in there for me. Listen, this is huge. What is it that we should be scared of? Middle East terrorists or something a little more close to home? When we talk about homegrown terror, when we talk about homegrown terror, Bill Maher really nailed it. Listen to this.
Would we be this terrified if ISIS didn't make videos and wear black and have a scary name? ISIS. Sounds like they should be fighting the X-Men. ISIS. It's simultaneously cool sounding and stands for pure evil. Like Monsanto.
Yeah, Bill Maher, occasionally, he just nailed it, and he nailed it there. The only thing that upsets me about the ISIS is I remember the Saturday morning cartoons, and then they had some live-action superhero shows, and there was the one with the beautiful woman, Almighty ISIS, and she turned into this white tunic. Remember her?
That's right.
They ruined that for me now because it's a terrorist organization. So I'm not saying that there aren't bad people on planet Earth that want to kill us, but you know we shouldn't be everywhere either. That's another story. And if we're going to go after the bad guys, go to Congress and ask for an authorization, not of force, but a declaration of war. Because if not, you're violating international law, much less constitutional law. But, hey, Constitution, that's an anachronism. Bill Maher continues here on this discussion to kind of lay it out, what I really believe is the danger. And, again, is it ISIS or is it something else?
Monsanto, who we recently learned, puts an ingredient in Roundup, their ubiquitous crop spray, called polyethoxylated toluamine, that is far more toxic than anyone realized. Folks, ISIS isn't going to kill you. Things like polyethoxylated toluamine, that's what's going to kill you.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's happening every day. This is not something that has to sneak across the border from Mexico. This stuff is already here. And that's I think that's the cognitive dissonance, the real disconnect that we, unfortunately, you know, you can't see it. It's like, what is it, parts per million, parts per billion, parts per trillion? That's the stuff that's going to kill you. Now, Bill Maher goes even further here, and then he takes on Anderson Cooper, interestingly enough, because they're not pointing this Monsanto Dow chemical issue. They're focusing on beheadings.
I'm not saying that there aren't people out there who want us dead. I'm just saying there are much more likely killers right here. But for us, it's only real when it's on a video that Anderson Cooper warns us not to watch and then shows 10,000 times.
I think that's enough. I mean, right there, the media creates the news, creates the fear. And, of course, what was the necessity? We've got to rally the American people behind Obama's efforts to go into Syria and violate the sovereignty of that nation and its borders and bomb it. And how are we going to do this? We will create beheadings. I don't know who's behind it, but I am highly suspicious of it because there's a lot at stake here to continue to access the so-called free flow of free energy, which is oil while it lasts. In the meantime, of course, we frack our own people into toxicity that cannot be recovered from. So, again, give Maher his credit on this one, although he misses certain things. But, again, that's like anybody. We're all human here. And then Dr. Yeah. Oz, you know, on his show, actually went into the GMO issue pretty intensely. We don't have time to play those clips today. But, Super Don, thank you for covering. I didn't know I was off the air, to be honest with you. I just kept – I was doing a great monologue.
I honestly have no idea what I said. Hopefully it was it was something worth listening to. But
right? Let us know if you like
it. It was one of those things where we were set up with these audio clips, and then, like, you're gone, and so are the audio clips. So it's like, I guess I get to be the audio clip.
And I had no idea I was gone. I thought you were gone. So I was just like, I was doing a radio show for one, right? It was great. Anyway.
You gotta love radio.
Sorry about that. We don't know what happened. But here we are. We're back. Perhaps it was the global warming alarmist that didn't like what I said in the first hour, and they made sure I was taken off the air temporarily.
It's by all a conspiracy.
And you did cover that soda story. Did you cover how they were going to reduce the calories by 20% in
actually I did not touch on that. No.
Can I tell them how they're going to do it?
Of course you can.
Yeah. They're basically, it's going to take them 10 years, folks, but they'll get it. They're going to put the soda in smaller containers.
Oh!
That's it.
Well, there you go.
It's going to take them 10 years, though. Kind of like the 5 years it's going to take Whole Foods to supposedly eradicate GMOs from their shelves. Yeah, 5 years it's going to take them to do that, right? All right, when we come back, Joni Abbott's going to join us. Who else? She said someone else is going to join us. Do you have who else going to join us? I'm so lost because I got kicked off the air.
You know, it's going to be Anna Naturalista.
Anna Naturalista.
Naturalista.
Okay.
Anna Naturalista. There we go.
All right, looking forward to it. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing, though, I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, joined right now by a fellow host and occasionally host of the Robert Scott Bell Show when I'm gone. She's wonderful, and we love her, and her name is Joni Abbott, Homegrown Health on Natural News Radio. Joni, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show once again.
Hooray! I love it. The love and affection.
Now, yeah, I love being here.
You have a natural immunity webinar coming up tomorrow. We're going to get to that in just a little while. And I think as soon as we'll have also be joined by Anna Naturalista, We'll talk to her as well. There's a couple of stories here, and I'm sure that you'll kind of fold information like this into your webinar. And I don't know what to make of them yet because I haven't had a chance to even review them, but I thought I could rely on you about breast milk as a risk for spreading viruses to preemies, and why do pregnant women seem to take the flu a lot harder than those who are not pregnant? And there's a couple of stories out there like that. So we got you on for these perfect stories.
Oh, well, thank you. I love breast milk, and I love pregnancy, and the breast milk thing confuses me a little bit. Don, why don't you go ahead and give us the background of the story here, and then we can respond.
Well,
breast
you
milk
know
and Don. Yeah, he puts it in his coffee.
I want to know, how did I become the breast expert?
Yes, I was going to ask Joni that,
listen,
too.
Listen, I mean, it's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it. But
I thought you just might rather enjoy talking about it right now. I just thought it might be your thing.
Here's the deal. Okay, this is the healthfinder.gov, or .duh.
Yeah.
Breast milk.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're saying that it is a risk for spreading common viruses to preemies. They did a study, and they found that for babies born at a very low birth weight, breast milk is more likely than a blood transfusion to lead to a potentially dangerous infection known as something called CMV.
CMV, cytomegalovirus. That's it. It's one of the herpes. It's in the herpes family. But, you know, it's interesting. Are they arguing that preemies are too young for breast milk? I mean, is that what they're saying here?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say this. formula agenda.
I agree. I think this is a promotion to sell formula to people who have premature or low birth weight babies.
Yeah, to say that newborns should not be breastfed, especially when their immune system is super compromised, super underdeveloped, and, you know, not something that is protected. We have protective measures in our breast milk. We have lactoferrin. We have prolactin. We have antibodies in our breast milk that are immunoprotective and very, very important. I think I'd go back to find out if those preemies are actually being born vaginally or via C-section, because that's going to make a huge difference whether or not they're more susceptible to disease or not, especially with the microbiome being seeded properly.
It's very important that you bring that up, and I know you're good for that. The idea, though, is if, like, say, there is an emergency C-section and the baby's taken out early, a low birth weight or premature, can they do anything, you know, without having to rely on drugs, which is where they always go, to kind of mimic the vaginal birth so that they can get the microflora started like it would normally when the baby would get a mouthful of that on the way out?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a new procedure now called gentle cesarean where they're allowing moms, and I hate to even have to use the word allowing in the same sentence as a human rights issue, as a mother's issue, as a baby's issue, to a right to their own health. But oftentimes hospitals will, you know, supersede your wishes in order to, you know, do their, what they've always done or follow hospital procedure. Yes, the gentle cesarean includes skin-to-skin contact immediately after cesarean, also allowing breastfeeding, too. And there's a new study that's going to be coming out in the next couple of years, as we learned in the film Microbirth over the weekend. If you've not seen the film Microbirth, go to microbirth.com and try to host a screening on your own. But it definitely talks about the importance of vaginal birth and the feeding of the immune system. So it's giving baby the very best first start. You can swab the mother's vagina who's having the C-section, and you can fold it more like a fan, the gauze, and then about an hour before the procedure, because you don't want anything to cross-contaminate or drugs to leak through. I don't even know how it all works, really,
sure.
But and what all the components are in the study. But you can swab the mother's vagina and get all of the vaginal microbes and put it on the baby's eyes and the mouth. The first thing you'll do is sweep the mouth, and they'll go through the eyes and cover the baby in it as much as they possibly can. And those babies being tested are actually having better immunity responses, and their immune system is looking closer to a baby being born vaginally.
That is fascinating. It's like trying to do our level best to restore the natural order to this baby by, you know, even though they're not having a vaginal birth, to kind of mimic it. I like that thought. Somebody had a great idea there.
Yeah, they really did. And babies, you know, they need that fight and that struggle coming down the birth canal. I mean, all of these processes were set in place and in motion for a reason. Like a cocoon and a butterfly, if you help a butterfly to be born and they don't fight and struggle through the, being born process, then they don't survive. The circulation in the wings doesn't take place. And I liken that a lot into the circulation or the respiratory effects in the baby's mm-hmm. lungs. That circulation and that struggle and that fight need to be there. And we see so much going on in, the first thing they do is go into respiratory distress and or have fluid on the lungs and need to be sent to the NICU unit. So, yeah, we can really help prevent further future disease because there's a longer-term health implication going on there, and
sure.
It's just why it's so important to be informed.
Beautiful. Well, I love that perspective there. And, again, microbirth, we had you on a while back talking about that. It actually aired for the first time over the weekend, correct?
Yes, on the 20th, and I got to speak at a panel. I got to be one of over 800 places in the world that hosted a screening for this film, and it was just phenomenal. We had midwives on our panel, psychologists on our panel, lactation consultants on our panel, doulas that were present at the showing of the film, and we really want to get the word out that how a baby is born is so important to all of humanity, because it's already been estimated that a third of the diversity of microbes that are found in humans are now missing and gone because of
right.
things like overuse of antibiotics and C-section rates. 1 in 3 women will have a C-section in our country.
Wow. And the only thing missing on your panel was Super Don.
Yeah, he could just be there for looks, right? Or maybe he could talk about it. I won't go there.
And now breast milk with Super Don. Okay, here's another story. This is another healthfinder.gov story. Study suggests why pregnant women get sicker from the flu. And it's interesting the terminology they use, get sicker. And we know that when your immune system responds appropriately, the symptoms are pretty intense because you're counteracting a challenge. And in this case, it seems like women who are pregnant have a heightened immunity, not a weakened immunity like they posited, because they thought, well, we better weaken the immunity because we don't want them to attack the fetus. But there's other magic and mysticism going on there to protect the baby. But the immune system of pregnant women are not weaker.
Right. I don't understand that. I remember having not being sick at all. And if I did, it was just very briefly while I was pregnant. I don't ever remember being super, super ill. I think I may have had the flu once, but that didn't last very long. I know I didn't get a flu shot. I would never do that.
Yeah,
I would never recommend that.
And they're testing the flu shot to say how well do these women respond to the aggravation to their immune system. And it's horrific that they're experimenting on women this way, or even children, of course. But the concept
right.
is interesting to speak about, that the thought form was, oh, women's systems are weaker during pregnancy. The fact is they're stronger. Again, their argument for giving flu shots is because, well, you're going to get sicker on the flu shot, but the fact of the matter is you're responding appropriately and you're getting through it much quicker.
Right. And that we've got antibodies and we have lots of protective measures that the body is already pre-designed to do to protect and ensure survival for mom and baby. Those systems are already set in place. So unless the mom, I would like to know, what her immune system's looking like, what her microbiome looks like prior to pregnancy, because all of that will come into play. If she's nutritionally deficient, then she's going to honestly and naturally have a weaker immune system. What is she eating during her pregnancy? What kind of vitamins is she taking? I mean, all of those are key factors that usually don't get added into these types of discussions and quote-unquote studies.
Right. Well, Joni, you're going to do this webinar, this natural immunity webinar, covering stories like this, probably for women who are pregnant, also for, families, children. What can you do in a natural way? And I think it's always timely to get this kind of information out. You're going to be doing this with Anna Naturalista, and that's tomorrow, right?
Oh, yes. Anna Naturalista is a top healthy chef and an edutainer, meaning that education is in the absolute forefront of her education and her efforts. And so we teamed up. She's another fellow fresh superstar. If you go to fresh, P-H-R-E-S-H, freshproducts.com, click on the Connect section, you get to see all of the fresh superstars. And basically, Fresh Greens is a product that, also is like a prebiotic as well, and it helps feed the microbiome. We're going to be talking about easy, natural solutions for you and your family and the things that you can do right now in order to get started in boosting your immune system and immunity health. We're also going to have some education going on with, teaching you what the immune system is, how it works, how it operates. And, of course, then we're going to talk about the wonderful microbiome, which I just totally geek out on and just get really nerdy about. It's one of my favorite topics ever. I think I can officially say after Microbirth this weekend, I am addicted to learning about the microbiome. I'm completely committed for life.
Well, and, everything we do here is to strengthen that microbiome and to heal the terrain so that when you put the good guys in, they have an appropriate place to live, which will be great. I was hoping to talk to Anna. I haven't heard from her yet, Anna Naturalista, but we do have the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's hyperlinked, as you can see in the text, and we talk about what Joni and Anna are going to do tomorrow with their natural immunity webinar. So if they just click on it and go there, then it's easy to sign up. Is it free? Does it cost? What's going to happen?
Yes, well, there's going to be a very, very low cost for families in order for them to be able to afford this event. Anna has put an immense amount of time and effort into helping me get myself ready to do my very first webinar, too. So she is really, I have to give her so many kudos for being so wonderful and helping get this Natural Immunity Solutions webinar up and going. Go to AnnaNaturalista.com to get signed up.
Yep, and it's linked up. It's hyperlinked. Stick around, Joni. We got one more segment. We're going to close it today. If you have to go to the hospital, is there any way to keep your pants on and your dignity? That's the question as we wrap it up. And, of course, RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. They're linked up in the banners. We'll be back with Joni after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling. You. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Hey, special thanks and a shout out to our friend Dr. Daniel Newsom up there in Idaho. Dr. Newsom's Super Earth Energy, really great formula, also a digestive detox, and the Inflamagon. Great what he's doing with the fulvic acid, extraordinary stuff. So we'll have him back on soon. But in the meantime, we are now joined in addition to the lovely Joni Abbott. She's the host of Homegrown Health and occasionally fills in for me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We also have Anna Naturalista, and she is going to do a special natural immunity webinar tomorrow. And I know that you can fill in the blanks, but you probably don't even know what the blanks are. But we're gonna risk it, Anna, and tell us what's going to happen in this webinar tomorrow.
Well, thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm so happy to be here and share this with you. And what we're going to learn, what all of our wonderful friends and family and everyone who can get their hands on it will learn is the solutions that we can apply to our life to improve and build our immune system so that we can defend off things in our environment, and especially a lot of things that people are concerned about that you've been hearing in the news. And we have ways to really protect ourselves, and we're going to share that with all kinds of fun shopping lists and, you know, good pointers and special guest speakers. So I'm really excited to do that with Joni.
Now, that's going to be a live event that people tap in through web-wise, or how will it be conducted?
We're definitely going to have a live web ability at probably the second week forward. The introduction, we are actually going to get that set up to release on Joni's birthday. Did you hear that little nugget? That's like Joni's birthday gift to the world, is
nice.
Giving out this free introductory webinar. So the whole series is then another 6 weeks of one-hour classes, basically, full of all kinds of easy-to-understand and integrate into your life information to really improve your health, your environment, and, you know, make sure your kids don't get sick when everybody else is due, even if they did get the flu shot. Or we're also going to talk about you know, a little bit of how to detox from vaccinations if you have had them.
Yeah, beautiful. That's such important information. I'm glad you guys or gals are getting together to do that, as you said, tomorrow. And remind me what time, again, that everybody should plug in so they can hear it live.
Joni, is Joni there?
Joni, you with us?
I'm sure here. I'm sure here. Well, Homegrown Health is
still on your birthday, Eastern.
Okay.
Oh, we can do it anytime. I mean, really, I wasn't sure you were going to ask that question. I think let's just go ahead and do it at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Pacific, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted to know, so everybody can gear up tomorrow night right after the Robert Scott Bell Show. We end at 9 p.m., so that's perfect. We can roll right into the Natural Immunity Webinar. And Anna Naturalista has a website. It's just that.com, and it's linked up. We've got it hyperlinked in the text today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And looking forward to hear more from you both about this and the evolution of getting good information back to the people where it belongs.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, happy to do it. We'll have to have you on again talk a bit more about this and more about what you've done. Joni tells me you're a co-creator of a filter that fits on a hose that takes the chlorine out of it, which is great because oftentimes you're like, well, I got to go back inside to get the filter, but you can hook it right to the hose. That's kind of cool.
Right to the hose, and then the plants and the dogs and the surfboards and everybody gets filtered water.
Nice. I like it. Let's see. What else we got to wrap up on here? Super Don put an image together. He just tweeted it out. You know, State Farm abandoned their campaign with Rob Schneider doing his, you know, making copies from Saturday Night Live to promote their State Farm insurance because he's outspoken on the dangers of vaccination. So check out what Super Don did there. What does it say? We sold out. State Farm spelled P-H-A-R-M. That was nice.
Had a little fun at their expense, yes.
Yep.
Hey, so that's wonderful.
Very good. And one other story we didn't really have time to get to, but keeping your pants on in the hospitals, the doctors are now admitting it's a bit humiliating to throw people in these gowns with nothing on underneath and the back and having your tushy hanging out wherever you are, even if you're going in for a hangnail. It's crazy. And, again, that's modern medicine playing the role of we're better than you, we're going to humiliate you, keep you down so you don't feel on equal footing. And it looks like some of them are waking up to that.
Thank you, doctors, for allowing us the opportunity to wear pants again. Thank
right.
you so much.
Exactly. They don't like yes. these things flapping in the breeze for everybody to see when it's not necessary.
You know, a doctor became a patient once, and then he figured it out.
I think so. He's like, oh, I don't think I like this. Maybe my patients don't either. Well, guys and gals, thank you all for being here. Joni, Anna, appreciate y'all both. And Super Don, thanks for taking over for me unexpectedly when I was knocked off the air because the global warming alarmists, they don't understand what's really going on. We're upset about some of the things I said.
Yeah.
So, we'll get it out there. I mean, the Earth is having a bad hair day. We're going to help it out. So stick around. Lots more healing to go tomorrow. We'll be back Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. Why? Because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.